With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While President Reagan was in the hospital recuperating from prostate surgery, he read a book called The Red President and must have liked it because its author, Martin Gross, was invited to the White House for a visit. Gross has come up with a neat idea. A charismatic liberal, who was actually a Marxist, wins the presidency and sets out to accommodate the Soviet Union.
The Red President cooperates with the Soviet, takes down our Star Wars, goes through an even larger disarmament, and the Russians now, without telling him, because they don't trust the Red President, he's too American, and they're preparing not for a partnership, but for the takeover of America through nuclear blackmail.
Disarmed, the U.S. is targeted for Soviet domination.
I can't give away the real ending, but the penultimate point is when the Red President falls down on his knees in Camp David and says, "My God, what have I done? How could I have believed these people?"
Martin Gross has a friend at the CIA with whom he has checked his facts. For example, one of the characters in the book is a CIA agent on the lam because he's found an incriminating file about the Red President.
Because he has this file, the KGB kills his wife, and he's now going to take revenge on the Red President on the floor of the convention. And he's got to get into the convention with a gun through a metal detector. So I have to find how he does that. So I call my CIA friend. He says, "A Glock, of course." I said, What is a Glock?" "Well, a Glock is a real gun that costs $1,500, and it's all ceramic."
The Red President comes along at a time when there seems to be increased paranoia about U.S.-Soviet relations.
The paranoia is naturally larger than it's ever been because these two giants are facing each other with two different systems, each convinced that their system is superior. So the book becomes really a metaphor for this conflict.
The Red President, published by Doubleday, is a nicely done thriller written by Martin Gross. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Martin Gross has a new passion, writing thrillers.
It's exactly the opposite of what I did for most of my life. I wrote serious nonfiction. I edited a book magazine. I was a book publisher. I taught college. And I read Ken Follett, and I read Tom Clancy, and Nelson DeMille, and Ludlum. And I said, wouldn't it be fun to write one?
So he did. Even President Reagan has read it. It's called The Red President, about a Marxist plot to take over the White House. Back when he was a student at City College in New York, Martin Gross took a short story writing class with a demanding professor.
The only C I got at college was in his class. So I said, "Professor Kubin, does that mean I'm a bad writer?" He said, No. He said, "I gave Paddy Chayefsky a D, and I gave Alfred Kazin an F." He said, "Don't feel bad. Maybe you have a future."
But Gross continued to protest the grade.
When I got the C, I sent him a letter explaining that it was an impossible grade for the work I did, and he called me down to his office. He says, "Gross, I'll tell you something." He said, "It was a great letter." He said, "Forget short stories. Write letters for a living."
In the mid-1950s, Martin Gross made what he calls a fortune writing for the magazines.
Did a two-part article for the Saturday Evening Post when I was maybe 26 years old. I spent 3 weeks at it, and I got $10,000. And my house only cost me $12,000.
Then he wrote three nonfiction books and started a magazine called Book Digest, condensations of the best books of the day.
He never changed a word. You see, some people condense, they say, "We didn't change a word." It was all done by cutting. A paragraph here, a page here, a chapter here.
Gross says he developed a knack for cutting books.
I was on an airplane once. I was reading The Greening of America, and with a pencil I was crossing out paragraphs. And the lady over my shoulder said, "My God, young man, what are you doing to that book?"
That's Martin Gross, whose first novel is a well-plotted thriller published by Doubleday, The Red President. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.